Mom paused a moment, then asked, "Do you remember from the life of Christ, while Jesus was teaching, how that Jerusalem was ruled by the Roman governor Pilate?" Judy responded, "Didn't he send Jesus to the cross?" Nodding yes, Mom continued the story. After some years, the emperor at Rome, who ruled all the lands around the Great Sea, gave all the country of the Jews to a man named Herod Agrippa and made him king of Judea. He was the nephew of the Herod who killed John the Baptist and the grandson of the other Herod who killed the little children in Bethlehem while trying to destroy the baby Jesus. Herod Agrippa was the king of Judea when Peter, in our last story, saw the vision on the housetop and preached to the Gentiles. Wanting to please the Jews in Jerusalem, Herod seized one of the apostles named James. He was the brother of John, one of the three disciples who had been nearest to Jesus. Herod had his guards kill James with a sword, just as John the Baptist had been killed by Herod's uncle, Herod Antipas. Seeing how much this pleased the chief priests and rulers, Herod captured Simon Peter and put him in prison too, intending to kill him at the next feast of the Passover. Peter, therefore, was kept locked up with 16 soldiers around the prison guarding him. There were 4 soldiers watching him all the time. The church prayed earnestly to God for Peter. On the night before the day when Peter was to be brought out to die, he was sleeping in the prison. Peter was bound with 2 chains, and guards were at the prison door watching him. Suddenly, a bright light shone in Peter's jail cell, and an angel from the Lord stood by him. The angel struck him on the side and awoke him and said, "Quick, get up." And as Peter awoke and stood up, his chains fell from his hands. And the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals." And Peter did as he was told, scarcely knowing what he was doing. Then the angel said, "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me." So Peter followed the angel, thinking that he was dreaming. They passed the first guard of the soldiers and the second, but no one stirred to hinder them. Then they came to the great iron gate on the outside of the prison, and this opened for them, as if